stuff. It's Wendy Snyder, and I am at cameo.com right now looking at whom I can hire, pay a small amount. Gilbert Gottfried, for instance, if I spend $150.
Bargain at $150.
It totally is. I can have him record a birthday message for you.
That would be a steal at $150.
It really is. He should charge more. This is all at cameo.com, and the co-founder and CEO of Cameo, Stephen Galanis, is with us. Hi.
Hey, thanks for having me.
We were talking about cameo.com, and we were making fun of some of the people on there. I'm sorry. What a great idea. This is your baby?
Yes, it is.
All right. So how did this begin where you, all of a sudden you can get a celebrity to record a video for you for a price?
So we have this idea that selfies are the new autograph. So when you see somebody famous, people come up and don't pull out the Sharpie anymore. Now they want to take a selfie, put it on Instagram. And we're really trying to figure out a way that could help fans connect with talent at scale, mm-hmm. especially if they're not there. So no matter what price you're talking about, it's still a bargain when you think of how you would do this outside of us, which is impossible.
Right? Exactly.
Like, unless
no
you
access.
Happen to run into someone on Michigan Avenue and then, you know, actually have the balls to go up to them and then they actually say yes.
Yeah.
And you think of that perfect person. It's a pretty stressful experience when you see people in scale. It's also stressful for the talent too, right? When a random fan walks up on them at a restaurant and this is a great way that we've been able to create a new way for them to monetize their social, and it's been an incredible way for fans to connect with their favorite people at scale.
About a month ago, a sponsor of ours, we had a meeting with a sponsor of ours, and he was talking about when he started up his business, he went to you guys and got a celebrity that he liked to mention his business and talk about his business, and then they put that video on his website. And he said people were amazed. They thought it was the greatest thing in the world. I never
genius.
Heard of anything like that. It's genius.
So that's how you guys found out about
it? Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And then he said, he goes, you guys should do it. And then we all had a good hearty chuckle.
Well, you guys should get on. We'll sign you up after.
All right.
I'm doing it. I
are
don't
you
care
do
about
it?
You, Bill. Yeah, right. I'll do it. I just have to say, Mindy Cohen, $50.
That's not bad.
From different stroke, or
yeah.
No, from Facts of Life.
From Facts of Life.
I'm
Natalie.
Yes, Phil Lamar, voice actor, Pulp Fiction, $50.
Uh-huh.
This is a steal. Actually, I have a
coupon from the Penny Saver, so I get another dollar off.
Stephen Galanis is with us. I know you've been on the Wintrust Business Lunch. You've been on various shows here. I have to tell you, Steve Bertrand is totally guilty of this. I don't know if he's in the new studio right now. There have been people who have come up on our show, and I see him. This is when we were at the other place. Mm-hmm. He'd say, oh, my son loves you. Could you record a little video?
Yep.
And I'm thinking, wow, that's brave of him. I had Colin Jost do that for one of my sons,
yeah.
But everybody wants that. So this is where you go to cameo.com.
And look, you guys have unique access to that, having talent walking through the
right.
studio where the average person, there's just no way that they
right.
can do it. And really taking it back to our founding story, my co-founder got a video recorded for his buddy Brandon. Brandon was a marketing executive at Nike who loves the Seattle Seahawks more than anything on earth.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, Martin was an NFL agent and repped a Seattle Seahawk.
Mm-hmm.
He got this guy to send a 10-second video saying, hey, Brandon, congratulations on your son, Maverick. This is Cassius Marsh from the Seattle Seahawks. I heard if he gets your athletic ability, he'll be playing for the Seahawks one day. Go Hawks.
That's
and
awesome.
This guy put it on Instagram, and he said it was the best gift he'd ever got in his life.
Oh, that's so nice.
And this is somebody that, you know, works with Michael Jordan and LeBron and
yeah.
Kyrie and all the biggest stars.
Yeah.
But it was that personalized message and that authenticity
mm-hmm.
that really made it special.
How with the roster of talent, let's say all of a sudden there's an outcry for somebody in particular. All right. Do you approach them? How exactly do you wrangle these people into being part of the roster?
So today we have over 10,000 different talent on the platform in basically any vertical that you could imagine.
Sports stars, TV stars, movie stars,
Ruth
singers,
Buzzy, for
politicians,
God's
Buzzy.
Runs the gamut.
Yeah.
And the way that we... The number one way that we find out who to get when people come to our website, cameo.com, and they type in a name that we don't have, they can actually submit their email and let us know to let them know when we get that person.
Mm-hmm.
Then our team here in Chicago and in LA will go and reach out to that person any way that they can to try to get them on the site, and then email the people that have requested them to say, hey, this person that you requested is on the site now.
Who are you amazed that you have? What's the name that you go, wow, I can't believe they're part of this?
Brett Favre's been one that's been really cool, and, yeah. and I've gotten to know him pretty well over the last, Monday last week, I was throwing footballs with him in Miami. Like,
oh, nice.
It's unbelievable.
Name dropper.
Antonio Brown, we just signed up this week, who's a top five player in the NFL. I'm a sports guy, so that's always huge for me, but Brian Urlacher, I mean, so many of the people, Michael Vick, T.O., so many of the people that, like, I grew up, you know, particularly loving. Jeremy Roenick is another one.
Yeah. Nice.
You know, I'm a hockey guy, so getting...
Who don't you have that you really want, but they're just not there yet?
I think Chance the Rapper would be just incredible for a cameo.
Yeah.
I think, like, Obama or Trump would be unbelievable. Like, you could imagine how much either of them would love doing this. But literally, we want everybody.
All right. So we were talking earlier. We watched this Michael Jackson special last night. Part two is tonight on HBO. And we mentioned Corey Feldman. He is on Cameo. We also were talking about Macaulay Culkin. And actually, Stephen, I'm looking it up. And Macaulay Culkin is not here, but I can submit my email or tweet at Macaulay Culkin to join Cameo. So it's that simple. And if he decides to... Then he can, like, if there's enough interest and it's worth his while.
Sure. And the other, just to answer your question from before, how we get them. So, number one, we'll reach out to talent when people ask. And then we also have an idea of people that would be good. So, like, I was at NBA All-Star Game, saw Charles Barkley. We have pretty high conviction that someone like Charles Barkley would do great on the platform. Secondly, we have a talent-to-talent referral system. So, if Corey Feldman referred Macaulay Culkin, that's another way that we get talent on. And then third, we've started doing some strategic partnerships with brands like NBC Universal, and the MLBPA is a new one that we're getting ready to kick off, where, you know, they're helping us get talent on.
Macaulay Culkin should do it. He's home by himself. He's got nothing but time. What's he thinking?
Well, it really has
families to, in Europe. He's got the whole house.
It really
to
has to do with how much they want to engage with their fans or not at the end of the day, right? So if you're not someone that's active on social media today, it's probably not going to be a great fit for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that said, people like Bobby Hall, who don't have any social at all, you know, have been on Cameo and love making the videos because, you know, they love interacting with their fans, and ultimately that's what we enable.
Let's say you're a celebrity and you're on it and your asking price is $100. What cut of that do you get? What cut of that do they get?
Every single talent is on the same financial split with us. It's a 75% to the talent and 25% to Cameo.
All right.
Now, the one thing is, if a talent refers somebody else, then they would get 5% of that person's bookings for 1 year out of Cameo's cut. So in that case, it would be 75 to the talent, 20 to Cameo, and 5% to the refer.
That's pretty cool.
That's not bad.
Hold your thought. Stephen Galanis is with us, co-founder and CEO of Cameo. You can go to cameo.com and find out. There's someone I think you'll be very interested in, but we have to take a quick break, and then we will return and talk cameo.com. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder at 720 WGN. All right, Cameo, CEO, co-founder Stephen Galanis is with us, and I'm listening to your answers, but I'm having so much fun looking at cameo.com. The Crypt Keeper. I can get you a message from John Kassir, the Crypt Keeper.
Oh, that'd be fun.
$50. How do they decide on a rate here?
So the way that we started early, as you could first imagine, when we came up with this concept, nobody had any idea how we should price it.
Right.
So we came up with this thing called earnings per minute, where we would tell people to take their total comp, divide by 2,000 hours in a work year, 40-hour weeks, and divide that by 60, and then find out how much money they make per minute. So, for example, if you were making $25 million a year, you actually make $208 a minute.
Uh-huh.
On Cameo, you can do 2 to 3 videos per minute. So we would tell people, if you're $100 or $200, you're actually making as much, if not more money, than you would be playing in the NBA or being an actor or anything
that. Yeah.
And then at this point, now that we have 10,000 people on the platform, it's almost become like real estate, right? So many of our people do exactly what you guys are doing. They're browsing, they're looking at similar talent, and they're making that determination. This is a great deal. This person's too expensive. And just like if you were listing your condo in Chicago and said, I need $5 million for it, but your next door neighbor just sold for $2 million, nobody's buying your thing.
Ah.
So then my team here uses the analytics on the back end to look at conversion rates to take it back to the talent and say, hey, you know what? You look a lot like these three people. They're doing really well at this price point. Why don't you try it out?
What a great idea. Bill, the unknown comic is on here.
Murray Langston?
It doesn't say Murray Langston, so how do I know it's the unknown comic?
Ah, he's got a bag on his head.
To be $40.
An unknown comic impersonator. Do they always record it on their phones, or does somebody go the extra mile and actually do a camera setup when they do these?
Some do, but we built it so they can do it on their phones. A very early decision we made was to go for authenticity versus high quality,
yeah.
Which doesn't necessarily seem like it would be a huge trade-off, but if you could think of making every video high quality, that would be putting them in a studio with lights and all that stuff.
Right.
Authentic is sometimes they're driving in their car, they're in the locker room, or you know, Kaplan will do them in the
David
Kaplan.
What's his rate? It's too high.
Cap, sometimes he's in Lake Geneva on his boat. Other times he's like at Wrigley.
I'm in Lake Geneva, Wendy, and it's ridiculous.
That's a pretty good.
Give me my money.
That's pretty good. That was pretty good.
I'm a Dave Kaplan impersonator.
Yeah.
That's such a great idea because it's easy for everybody.
We really wanted to make it not only easy, but we wanted the experience on the talent side to be so delightful that they would do it for free, but they get paid.
Mm-hmm.
Who was your first person to sign on?
The very first person we had on Cameo was Cassius Marsh of the Seattle Seahawks at the time. And the interesting thing about Cash was probably the 15th best Seattle Seahawks defender. So he's not a superstar, but he's someone that, you know, if you love the Seahawks, it's exciting to hear it. Just like if any random bear walked in and you met him, you'd be excited to meet any random bear. It doesn't have to be Mitch Trubisky or, you know, or Brian Urlacher, some superstar. And really, when you think about the NFL especially, the average player only plays 2.5 years, so they have a really short career window. And this is a way for them to
supplement
help bridge
their
that gap and help bridge that gap between how famous they are and their inability to monetize, right? People aren't giving endorsement deals to the 15th best player, but the fans would clearly pay for that experience.
You know who impressed us, Stephen, is Jeffrey Ross, who most people I think would know. He's always the Toastmaster on all those celebrity toasts on Comedy Central, celebrity roasts. So he, you could tell, wrote material. He got all the specifics about the people because there's samples there if you go to cameo.com. He got specific examples about this person and wrote jokes specifically for that person. That was impressive.
He was
just
really
just talking.
Funny.
He thought it out.
Totally. And we've seen musicians write, you know, personalized songs.
Oh, really?
And at scale, what we're building here is the marketplace where for X amount of money, you can do Y activity with Z person.
Mm-hmm.
We've decided to start with these little short videos, the Cameo video, which is an amazing experience in and on itself, but in the future, that might be paying to go throw a football with Brett Favre or having your favorite comedian roast your buddy, right? Like, these are all the types of things at scale we'd like to do.
Excellent.
Doesn't it show you that anything can be done, but at a price?
Yeah.
We mentioned Ruth Buzzi because we're big fans. Here's an example of what Ruth Buzzi could do for you.
Hello, Jamie. It's your old friend from television, Ruth Buzzi. Remember me, the sex symbol from Rowan Martin's Laughing and the Dean Martin Roasts and many other shows? Your brother Tad tells me you could have made it in show business as a comedian. After 50 years on the tube, I really honestly have had enough. I'm enjoying my life after the career. It helps me focus on my drinking. I started out on beer, migrated over to wine, and now it's whiskey and ginger ale. And pretty soon, I'm probably going to drop the ginger ale.
$150
for Ruth Buzzi.
But I mean, that, how awesome was that?
That was excellent.
That would be really cool.
Yeah.
And the other thing too to keep in mind is that every single person has a different person that they really care about.
Sure.
So, for example, I'm a hockey player. I grew up here. Eddie Belfour was my idol.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And if Eddie Belfour said something to me, like that was the guy that made me want to be a goalie.
Yeah.
When I played through college, right? So, in that case, Eddie is probably a lot more accessible than so many other people, but like to me, he matters a lot.
Yeah.
And that's really what we were trying to knock on here is to help anybody enable their fans to connect with them at scale.
What's the next level of this? I'm sure you've thought this out, that there's something that's going to be bigger and better than this. What do you
think?
Dinner with the person.
I mean, whether it's live events or FaceTime or anything like that, there's a million things we can do. What we're hyper-focused on right now is really building out our talent roster. We think there's over 5 million people in the world that could be on Cameo.
Yeah.
We have 10,000 right now, so it's the top of the second inning here. We're really focused on international expansion. 30% of our business is already coming from abroad, but that's mostly foreign people booking American stars. So now we're really excited to build out our capacities in London and Australia, all over the world, to make sure that the talent that those people want are on Cameo as well. So that's really next to us, and really building this team out. We're in the process of expanding our team here in Chicago and LA from 50 people right now to about 150 by the end of the year.
And
we're hiring like crazy.
And excellent. I mean, think about it. These people who send a video are going to be put on social media. So someone you haven't thought about in a while, that's all of a sudden exposure for them. For instance, Bruce Valanche, I haven't thought about
joke
him.
Joke writer, comedian.
But I only remember him from Hollywood Squares.
Yeah.
$50.
Well, and that's why the value prop is so strong for both the talent and the fan. The talent is getting paid to become more popular. Andy Dick was in our office around Christmas, and one thing he told me is he goes, "Steven, you have given us the Andy Dick show back." I get to be the director and the producer and the costume and the makeup and all that type of stuff. And he's like, "You are giving me a way to give me my show back."
Excellent.
And that was something that was really special for us to hear.
And then he bit you.
he's
a little caustic.
He bit my mom, but
something in the family.
He's Steven Galanis, co-founder and CEO of Cameo. Look around, browse around, and then hire someone. It's fun, it's cool, it's cameo.com. Thank you so much for coming up.
Thank you guys for having me.
Nice to meet you, Steven. Good luck with this.
Nice to meet you guys too.
Coming up, the stories that matter with Steve Bertrand from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom right here on WGN Radio.